Welcome back to the Technology Hour. I'm Rin, and we're here with Owen Fonarow, of the director of the Vitamin C Foundation, and we've been discussing the Linus Pauling tape that clearly spells out there is certainly a reduction in heart disease, if not a cure. And so of recent studies, we find that, in fact, there are people that have had really severe heart disease and now are free from that. So you wanted to get into a little something, Owen, about...
Vitamin K,
yes,
and calcium buildup. Yeah, I'll do that real quick. One other thing that's it's a little bit, just email that I just got that I'd like to share, because this I subscribe to the Townsend Letter, and the people that read that, and I have a few of my articles have been published there, and they contact me. And it turns out in the United Kingdom they've run a study of the Pauling therapy, the first one, and it's from 1997 to 2000, so it's a 2 to 3 year study, and they gave 6 grams of vitamin C, 6 grams of lysine, 800 vitamin E, and the bottom line was that while the normal plaque growth was 15 to 30% in the placebo group, our main important observation was that plaque growth was nearly halted to 2 to 3% per year from 15 to 30 in the Pauling therapy group, and that's about to be published. The thing that I wanted to mention about what I've been, in researching heart disease, we've been studying the Pauling therapy, and we have seen cases where angiograms have shown that people have had a reduction in the plaque, but they've still had high elevated blood pressure and stiff arteries.
Mm-hmm.
And that has led me to the discovery of not only that vitamin K has a role in regulating calcium out of soft tissues and into bones. In fact, in Japan, 45 milligrams, which is a very high amount of vitamin K, is the one of the treatments for osteoporosis.
Mm.
But it turns out the anticoagulant drugs that cardiologists will give to people, and they're trying to, this is what's in their toolbox, and they're trying to prevent heart attack. But the drugs work by blocking vitamin K uptake, generally by the liver, and this creates a pseudohemophilia in people. They can't clot as fast.
Mm.
But it turns out by creating this vitamin K deficiency, it is increasing, apparently, the calcium buildup in soft tissue arteries and heart valves. So the same drugs that people are taking, thinking it's going to help them in one way is apparently having a problem another way. And I'm
by thinning the blood, right?
Yeah,
so
they're trying to thin the blood, and they're doing it by blocking vitamin K. But by doing that, it's causing buildup of calcium. In fact, I'm looking now at one of the Medline articles about warfarin, which is one of these drugs, causes rapid calcification in the elastic tissue in rat arteries and heart valves.
Mm.
And they say aortic calcification was first seen after 2 weeks of warfarin treatment and progressed increasingly in density at 3, 4, and 5 weeks. By 5 weeks, the highly focal calcification of major arteries could be seen on radiographs and visual inspection of the artery. And so in the animal studies, these thinners caused this calcium buildup. And I know one gentleman, we're going to write this up, who had very high stiffness. There's an arterial stiffness index. And he was, he's on the Pauling therapy in his 70s. And we learned about this connection with vitamin K. And the only thing he changed, the normal number was 60. His number was 250 for the stiffness. He just started taking vitamin K. And I think it was 6 to 9 months later, he had the same test redone, and he was down to 60, which is what mine is on this heart technology.
Mm-hmm.
So simply by taking vitamin K, it seemed to have made his arteries much more elastic, less stiff.
Now, were these high doses, do you know?
Pardon me?
Were these high doses of vitamin K?
No, actually, he was taking a fairly low dose. I think probably taking a tenth of a milligram.
Hmm.
I thought he was taking 10 milligrams, and but he was taking a fairly small dose.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really know yet what the optimum dose is. I know Dr. Levy is actually researching this. Being a cardiologist, he's very interested. He's got people.
Because vitamin K is for clot, so that you...
Well, it turns out you require vitamin K to have correct clotting. That doesn't mean your blood is thicker when you have that. It just, what they're doing is creating a pseudohemophilia.
Right.
Blocking one of it. But just by taking more, it's like taking more vitamin C doesn't cause your collagen to grow.
Sure.
It's the same idea, but vitamin K is involved in so many things in addition to this that it really is a shame that the people don't know the fact that this is not probably the optimum way to prevent heart attacks. In fact, if you want to prevent a heart attack, according to the Circulation, American Heart Association, as an Oxford team looked at 27 major studies, and they focused on lipoprotein small a, this lipoprotein small a that Pauling and Rath identified, and they said if you have elevated lipoprotein small a, your chance of a heart attack is 70% greater than those who had normal or under. And the number really doesn't matter. Nobody's going to remember it. But the point is that lipoprotein small a seems to have a lot more to do with whether you're going to have a heart attack than some of the other things that we've been looking at over time. So I wanted to get that out. Thank you for the opportunity to let people know. They can, you know, we do have something called another website called BolinReport.com that gets updated every day, where we have lots of links on the second page to all these studies in Medline and what have you on you know, a different look, let's say, at medicines.
Okay, so that is an important site also. So you've got your site for people to get more information, to order this tape from
PaulingTherapy.com is the one for the video and the Pauling Therapy.
And how is Bolin, the way it sounds?
It's a B as in boy, OlenReport.com. Tim Bolin is a phenomenal person who is going after these so-called quackbusters who are out there protecting regular medicine by calling anybody who says anything, you know, that they don't agree with a quack.
Right.
And so Tim has made a name going after them in court, and this is his newsletter. And so people, it's the only place you're going to be able to read about this, because everybody else is afraid to talk against it.